Good afternoon, and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and God really just wants you to really connect with Him, you know, in an unconnected world, that we really ask God, you know, what is my next step? What have you got for me to do? What is the ordained works you have for me? And let Him, you know, let Him give you the ideas, let Him give you the vision, let Him give you the things to do, because our Almighty God, He really has such a perfect plan for each and every one of our lives. And you know, you could be in the depths of something right now, and it's okay to feel, you know, different emotions, but you cannot, we need to be stronger than our emotions. Our emotions teach us things, you know. I always say, sit with it, sit with what you're feeling and pray through it, pray through the things that you know, that may go on within your heart, that may go on within your mind. God is really in control, and do not fear. You know, God really has your back, and God really wants you to just know that He really does love you, and He really has, you know, He has that most perfect plan for your life. And when you decide and you make the decision, you know, to go fully in, you go fully into the vision of your purpose. What is your purpose? And I heard something the other day, and I actually find it really interesting, that actually, that what is your biggest dream? And usually people will not actually say what their biggest dream is, because it can bring anxious thoughts, like, oh my goodness, how can I do this? But when we're with God, and when we're, you know, seeing that we're not the one doing this, God is the one working. God, we just trust God. We trust that God is there, you know. We trust that He is in control. When we have that recognition in our minds, you know, we realize that God is the one who's in control right now. He is the one who can really sort everything out, whatever can go on. Because when we make that decision that actually I'm not going to be led by, you know, the fear of failure, I'm not going to be led by the fear of me unable to do, yes, without God, then are unable to do. Maybe you are unable to see the things that He really, you might not be able to see the full picture, but that's where we just have faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And God can really get rid of things, can get rid of, you know, whatever He needs to do. So don't be scared in the process. Really just understand that when you put God first in all you do, that your mistakes, you know, all sin, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He died for your sins. He died so you can look, you can see and look past. You can look past the things that may hurt you. You can look past the life that, you know, you once lived, and you can really focus, and you can be joyful and excited for a future that God has for you, a future that really has depth and meaning and connection. You know, we can connect. It's so important to connect. You know, who are you connecting with, and what are you connecting with is so important. So the connection and connecting You could either fill someone's cup with negativity, or you could fill someone's cup with positivity. And really recognizing, like, God is working some real great things within myself right now. You know, I feel like He's very much calming my spirit. He's just making me realize so much, you know, the truth of actually everything that's been said, and, you know, and the importance of really staying with God, the importance of not running off, because, you know, things might get tough, or someone doesn't understand, and they might get into your mind, or, you know, they might say certain things, or certain things, you know, the adversary is really out to kill, steal, and destroy. But God is so much bigger. He have faith, confidence, and trust in Him. Have faith, confidence, and trust in the Father, that He really is willing and able to move any mountain within your way. And He's really going to, you know, He loves you so much, you know, as a parent, you know, I absolutely love my children to the depths, you know. And you will fight your corner, like, you will fight their corner. And that's what God does, you know. He fights our corner, and He ensures that, you know, we can start to confess and think rightly, think in the right way. What is that right way that God wants you to, how God wants you to think? What do you want to do? Like, what do you want to become? And no matter who you were yesterday, or no matter who you were like a few months ago, or a year ago, or years ago, it doesn't matter. Today is a new day, and His mercies are new every morning, every morning. So recognizing this, then you could be free, free in your mind, free in your spirit, because He can teach you. He can teach you things that no man can. You know, it's so personal. This relationship with God, this connection with God, is so personal, personal connection. When you put your faith into God, then He can really move the things. He can move into, you know, He can move you, and He will open doors that no man can shut, no man can, you know. And really just have that faith, really have top level faith every day. Every day we can wake up, have that joy, have it, you know. If something isn't for you, then God can remove it. God can, you know, God can take you on the next journey. And your journey, you know, God has really worked some great things within my heart for the last couple of weeks. You know, and I know He's strengthened me, He's strengthened what I have. He's strengthened things that I see, how I seen the things beforehand is completely different to how I see them now. And that's only God. Like, no one knows what's going on. No one knows, you know, what can go on in your heart and your mind, and no one can know what, how, you know, you feel and how you think. But God is the one, you know. He is the one who knows every thought. He knows every hair upon your head, you know. And when you put yourself into the practices, then He is able to release. He's able to release something within you that you can really have, you know, that fullness of life. Not just living, not just surviving. We are here to be that light in people's life. You know, we are here to dispel darkness, to remove darkness from people's life, to really recognize the whole big picture of actually, you know, I feel I'm very good. I've got a very good intuition. I've got a very good, I know what's going on with people. And you won't have to say anything. I just know, you know. I can call it out. And I might stay quiet about it. I might see. But I feel things that that maybe people are going through or what's going on. So really having this and recognizing, you know, recognizing the Spirit of God is truly at work, that you don't need to doubt what God has given you. And, you know, everything that God has right now, He will settle. He will speak His word over the world. His word is really important within your life. His word is above all, above all. So really have that within your mind today, knowing to really connect with God. He really wants you to do so well in life. He wants you to have the best of the best. And when God puts something in your heart to do, go and do it. Don't procrastinate. Don't think upon it. You know, go and do it. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it right now. You may not, you may not see it in the physical right now. But if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand in recognizing this. So that was my sharing for today, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and God bless you!